Steve Dale here with Alderman Scott Wagaspack. There is so much. I think we ought to, Alderman, officially begin a segment we do regularly, Unpack with Wagaspack, because there is so much to unpack here. I almost don't know where to begin, but here is where I'll start. I don't know if it's an official ordinance or a proposal, but some time ago you said, Mayor Johnson, you either need to resign as mayor or resign as a teacher because he is still officially that. Can you explain what this proposal is and why it is? And I don't have it quite right. Is it a proposed ordinance?
Yeah, and good afternoon to you and all your listeners. Hope you're having a great show so far. But I proposed an ordinance based on a lot of information coming out about the mayor, you know, helping to negotiate the CPS contract while he's still a member of CTU, you know, basically still on the payroll in a sense of not earning a salary, but on leave of absence while he's the mayor. And I think in any public entity, no matter where you are in the United States, and in, you know, a lot of times in private sector, aldermen are not allowed to do this double dealing. And I wrote up an ordinance that said he needs to choose one or the other. I don't think he's going to resign as the mayor, but I think he needs to make sure that he does away with the leave of absence that he's on right now to be fair to taxpayers.
Now, this ordinance was put off for a while. Do you think it'll come back up? Do you think it'll pass? And by the way, what has the mayor said about all this?
Well, the mayor, I think, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, said that he had spoken to the Board of Ethics or the Ethics Director and said, oh, you know, I got cleared to be able to do this. And, you know, some intrepid reporters went out and asked, and they said, well, he never spoke to us. So, you know, to me, when the mayor's doing that, that's just a straight out lie that, first of all, you talk to the Board of Ethics. But the fact that you're double dealing, you know, basically trying to push forward a CTU contract at the same time he's the mayor, it just smacks of unethical behavior. It is unethical. And that was the whole purpose of this actually very simple ordinance. It said pick one or the other.
312-981-7200 is our telephone number. You could text or you can call. So let's be clear for those who may not kind of put the pieces together, and I understand how that can be. So what is the conflict here? Let's come out and say it.
Well, the conflict is that the mayor is essentially negotiating or pushing negotiations in favor of his own financial benefit. And that's where the ethics breakdown is, that you cannot be negotiating a contract on behalf of yourself while you're supposed to be representing the taxpayers of Chicago. It's very simple to me. An analogy of that is when we spent several years trying to say to Ed Burke, you're not allowed to represent you know, tax appeals for your law firm, sort of like Madigan was doing too, and be the state rep or the alderman who's also pushing that through in the council. You know, basically he was padding his own pockets. So it took us a while to put a stop to aldermen being able to do that. And then what we're saying here is the same thing. The mayor needs to just pick one or two paths, one path, and not be able to do the double dealing that he is.
I don't know that you know the answer to this. I sure don't. I remember when it was an issue. Has the mayor, Brandon Johnson, finally paid his water bill?
Well, I think he had to, because you're not allowed to be an elected official in Chicago if you haven't paid at the time that you are in basically sworn into office. If you haven't paid your bills, you're not allowed to serve. My guess is that he did once it became pretty public that he was thousands of dollars behind on paying his water bill.
I think you'll love this text. If I can find, I have so many texts, I have to go back and find it here. Alderman Scott, that's you, is the most ethical of all aldermen, perhaps matched by only the alderman from the 19th ward. Is that O'Shea?
I think so.
Yeah. I think you'd make a wonderful mayor. So, Because the listener asked, I must also ask, is that a possibility at some point?
Well, look, I look at the city as a great place to live. It can be so much better. And I think that the reason I push on a lot of the ethics issues is because the ethical issues that we face in the city constantly start off at the top, and we need to put that to rest. I don't think this mayor is capable of doing it. I feel like what I've put in place or tried to put in place over the last 15 years that I've been as an alderman has been to set the tone and set the direction that the city should be going, because we have a beautiful city. We have a lot of incredible people in this city. We have great small businesses, but we're constantly hampered by corruption or this kind of unethical behavior. And, you know, I think looking at this mayor over the last 2 years, it's been incredibly difficult to keep the city afloat and try to move it in the right direction. So, you know, it's a tough choice to make, but I love this city. I think like a lot of people here and want to see it do better across the board, whether it's public safety or CTA or schools. So,
all right, I want to talk. No choice
right off the bat, but
okay. And I'm not going to pressure you to make a choice at this point at all. All right, I want to talk about one of those three right now, and that's the CTA. Dorval Carter, president of the board, recently stepped down. Concurrently to that, U.S. Representative Quigley has said, before Trump actually was inaugurated, before January 6th, we saved the money that might have gone away, that Trump probably would have disbanded, for the CTA expansion of the Red Line. However, there is a however here. Can you talk about it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we touched on it a little bit once before, but you and I have talked about the situation with the underfunded RTA, CTA, and PACE situation in Metra. You know, and the reason we push back on some of Mayor Johnson's political choices to, you know, help get on these boards and give the right direction for the CTA and RTA was that we're $700, maybe $800 million in the hole right now with those three, four agencies. We had the Red Line extension go through under Lightfoot, and we had, you know, pretty significant progress there. Congressman Quigley helped out on the transportation side of things. And then all of a sudden, a few weeks ago, we find out that we're $700 million in the hole on this Red Line extension, where we really had a fight to get the information, but the project suddenly ballooned up over to $700 million. And when Dorval Carter was there just a few weeks ago, it was essentially, oh, you know, no problem. There's nothing here that really changed. And it is that frustrating lack of leadership or competence that we've seen, you know, at the fifth floor that has also been at the CTA for the last several years that's really frustrated every public transportation rider. We're going to be well over $1 billion short on making our public transportation run, and we need better leadership there.
All right. So there's a lot to unpack there. So I want to talk about the extension first, and I also want to talk about day-to-day riding the CTA and the money it will take just to keep the system going, because those are two separate issues. I also want to talk about public safety in general and public safety on the CTA. I want to talk about what's going on with the Chicago Public Schools right now. As I said, a lot to unpack with Alderman Scott Wagaspak, 32nd Ward. And we'll do that when we come back, 32nd Ward Alderman Scott Wagaspak. And we're talking about public transportation in Chicago. So three different issues. The presumed Red Line extension that U.S. Representative Mike Quigley saved, likely, before it could have gone away. But it turns out, Alderman, this is going to cost us, apparently. You have learned this. And we're talking about this somewhat exclusively now, way more. And I do mean way more than ever expected. How does that happen? And how much money are we talking about?
Well, we're talking over $600 million. I actually did not know it was quite that much. I knew that there was going to be an increase, and we had asked for a hearing for Dorval Carter to come to the Transportation Committee and explain what exactly that increase was and what it was for. You know, looking at the numbers now that have kind of come out, it looks like $656 million extra, and mostly, I think, toward engineering or, design, things like that. So I don't have the specific details, yet from CTA. But that seems to be the information that we're getting that was FOIA'd. So it's going to be a pretty incredible hit. And, with the way things are going in Washington right now and the way the mayor is unable to really pull down funding, thankfully, Congressman Quigley was able to hammer out the RLE funding in general, but we're really going to need to go find another $650 million.
Oh, sure. Easy to do. And then the other the other question is just to keep the CTA operating as it is. And as it is, I mean, I travel to other cities all the time. I know you have too. You see public transportation in other cities that run a bit more smoothly. It's a bit more comfortable. And yes, it is an antiquated system in some ways, but still, I'm thinking back 15 or 20 years, it wasn't like it is today. And then there are the issues of the ghost buses and trains that don't seem to be running very well or on time and all of that. How does that improve? And we don't even have anyone in charge at the moment.
Yeah, right now we only have the chief of staff from Dorval Carter in place to, be the acting director, I guess. But look, I think a lot of us have been, we've worked in places like Asia, Europe. I've seen and been on a lot of the train systems, the bus systems there, and they're pretty incredible the way they operate. And that's, I think, where Chicago lacks in terms of public transportation. We're just not at the A level that a lot of cities around the world are. We should be. But it requires a lot better leadership. It requires funding and it requires public safety to be the top priority on those trains. And, I mostly take the blue line, sometimes brown and red, but it has just become very embarrassing as a Chicagoan to be on that train and to see the things that are happening on a daily basis. You have ghost buses, you have trains that were late. They've improved somewhat post-COVID. But it really is the quality of life on those trains that's incredibly lacking. And we just need leadership. We need somebody to come in from, I think, the outside and not have political appointees, that the mayor kind of looks for that are B or C level type people running it.
Wouldn't it be nice to have, I think this is what you're saying, a transportation expert from a system that is running way better than Chicago, who has a proven record? Is that what you want to see? And that's the first question. The second is, how do we find that if the aldermen have no say in who comes in?
Well, I think that's where the mayor is going to have to, there are some qualified people, I think, in Chicagoland who've worked on this system. But my idea was, look, you need to do a worldwide search for one of these transportation experts, as you're saying, or somebody with management expertise where they've run a system and they've run it well or improved it. And, the customers that are riding that, the public transportation systems, wherever it is, are actually happy to take that every day and not frustrated and not late to work. So that's really who we need. We need to go out and find that person who is eminently qualified to run such a big system that is in dire straits right now.
And if the mayor chooses, and I'm not saying he will, a political appointee, then do aldermen have the opportunity to push back on that? Or are you quote unquote stuck with whoever he chooses?
No, I don't think we're stuck. The last two times we've had appointees to both the RTA and the CTA that came through our committees, a handful of us voted against the pastor that was the RTA appointee. He was one of the people who had no clue that there was any kind of budget deficit, that there was an impending, $750+ million shortfall, that the RLE was in serious trouble. So I think that falls on the mayor. The mayor didn't do his homework, kind of threw some people out there that weren't qualified and thought, people will just sign off on it. But what we really need to do is that deep down search and say, as alderman, are you qualified to do this job? And look, there is a rush to, there's an urgency to fix the CTA, to get things going in the right direction, but there shouldn't be a rush to just appoint somebody.
So you suggest there's an urgency. Most Chicagoans who take the CTA suggest the same. I don't know if the mayor is suggesting that necessarily, which brings me to the agenda that he has proposed to Springfield.
Yeah, it's, you know, I haven't been personally briefed on it, but I saw some information on it, presentation. The Springfield agenda over the last 2 years has been lacking in all places. You know, the mayor just goes down, pokes the governor and the General Assembly, and with one hand he pokes him in the eye, and the other hand he's got his hand out saying, give me money, for whatever it might be. But you know, you really have to go down there and do the hard work of working with the state legislature, with the governor, and saying, look, here's our priorities, outline those priorities, explain why they're needed and what good they are for the entire state of Illinois. You know, because Chicago really is, really buttresses Illinois when it comes to a lot of taxes and business development. It's on par with what agriculture is to the rest of the state. So we have to be working together.
Is that not happening? I mean, theoretically, Mayor Johnson's a Democrat. Governor Pritzker is a Democrat. So they're politically in the same party. Philosophically, they came in, or at least when Johnson came in as mayor, he said he was very much in the same place. Johnson has called himself many, many times the mayor over and over, the great collaborator. Yet very recently, Governor Pritzker has said publicly, I don't really talk to the guy. He knows my number. These are my words, not exactly his, but they're actually fairly close to what he has said. Is this going to be a problem for Chicago?
Well, I think it has been over the last 2 years. If you recall, one of the first instances where the mayor, you know, had transgressions on working together, whether he's, you know, Democrat or philosophically trying to fix the city, you know, it was the governor who had to block the mayor from putting immigrants on a toxic waste dump at the last minute. You know, there's just not the kind of leadership that I think the governor is looking for in the city. You know, it makes it very difficult, I think, as a leaders at the state level to get things done when the city comes in with hat in hand, but doesn't do the legwork to really make it work the right way. So, you know, when you look at the agenda right now for CPS, it's you owe us $1 billion. Okay, well, what are you going to do to work through that with us? And there's no plan. When you look at the CTA, there's no strategy down in Springfield for the mayor to say, here's what we need done. And that came out, it didn't come out just in this new document that aldermen apparently have, but it came out, again, going back to those appointees that the mayor put forward. When we asked the appointees, look, and they just want, some of them just weren't qualified. Why would I want to put an unqualified person onto a board that is supposed to move, for instance, regional transportation forward for the next 20, 30 years when they're completely unqualified? And when we asked them, what did the mayor say to you? What was the mayor's goal for regional transportation or the CTA? You know, it was either silence or, well, I don't know. You know, he didn't say anything. So there's no plan coming out of the fifth floor for these, for, you know, strategies that we need to get some of our major institutions back up and running.
So how do you do that? How do you get these, when the mayor still has the power that he does? And you said, when we were able to get a hold of the agenda or the documents, it sounds like that wasn't readily shared with the aldermen. It's not been shared with the public, to my knowledge. So is there a lack of transparency at the top there?
Yeah, there's a lack of transparency, just like there's been a lack of accountability by the mayor and a lot of his leadership team. You know, when you look at what he's putting forward in terms of education, it's a weak document that, you know, doesn't really outline what their strategy is. Just here's, we got a problem, you know, where's the handout? And I think that's where we need, you know, leadership. Saying leadership, you can try to find people that are good leaders, but in municipalities, it boils down to managing things that a lot of other people don't want to manage. It's not always, you know, a sexy job. It's not, you know, high praise job. You need people in place that can run a city, run all the different entities, whether it's CHA, CPS, the parks, whatever it is, and really just have people who can have a vision, but also have the ability to manage.
Well, I wish you could see all the text here, and I don't have, with less than a minute left, all the time to read nearly. Essentially what people are saying, Alderman, is I agree with you. I don't know that this is representative of all of Chicago, but our listeners, one after the other, on every point you're making, seem to agree. It is always a pleasure to unpack the city news with Alderman Scott Wagaspack. Doesn't that sound like a good future segment, Alderman?
Yeah, it'll work for me. Okay. You know, we'll keep talking about things. I know you have a lot of other issues, ACC, some other, you know, public safety. And we have policy solutions to these things. We have leadership solutions. They just haven't been implemented. And hopefully over, you know, when this administration's done, we can get the city moving in the right direction.
Interesting choice of words there. Thank you very much, Alderman.
Have a great afternoon.